The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, welcome to In Between Semesters. I'm DJ Wei, and this is where we talk about the in-between phases of growing up, when you're excited, overwhelmed, unsure, and still figuring things out at the same time. Hi guys, welcome back. So today's episode is a little different because I'm not alone. I am actually here with my best friend, and I'm honestly very excited for this episode. We have been friends for about 5 years now, and we've gone through a lot of life changes together, you know, high school, graduation, and now completely different college experiences. And what's most interesting about our friendship is that our lives do look very different. I mean, I moved across the country and I play a collegiate sport, and I really wanted to get out of Charleston and get like kind of a fresh start sort of experience. And my best friend Yana, she decided to stay closer to home, and she's more of a homebody, but kind of sticks to her group and everything. So we're very different in that kind of realm. But somehow, even with all of that, we've stayed just as close throughout college. I mean, when we're home, we spend every single day together, and we also live like 3 minutes away from each other, so that doesn't really help. So today we will be talking about how friendships shift with distance, how you let each other grow without growing apart, and what it actually takes to stay close when your lives don't look the same anymore. So let's just start from the beginning, and I just kind of wanted to get your perspective on how we even became friends, Yana.
Okay. So I remember the first time I knew who Callie was. Well, this was in middle school, but she played on the volleyball team below us, and she was this really good younger player, so all the older players knew of her. But I actually like really got to know her, I'd say, my sophomore year of high school, when I got pulled up to play on varsity. She was already on varsity, and we just kind of were mutual friends through some of our friends on the team. And I just remember we started hanging out more together in groups, and then over time we became close at school too. And then really, I would say my junior year, we got super close.
So that's basically how we did become friends. We were she's 1 year older than me. Yeah, she got pulled up to varsity. We had played on the same volleyball team. And then as, you know, time went on, our friend groups kind of came together, and we were within the same friend group, and we kind of just became close by proximity. And it's funny because we became best friends during a time where everything in life was kind of the same for us. I mean, we went to the same school, we had similar routines with volleyball, and then we were kind of just in the same environment overall. Even home-wise, I mean, we lived basically in the same neighborhood. Now everything is different, because I feel like going into college, our lives kind of split off in a way. And she went to college 1 year earlier than me, so she kind of got a head start. How would you say you being 1 year older than me and you going off to college earlier than me, did that affect anything within us, do you think?
I would say, honestly, no. If anything, it was kind of good, because I got to do all of this new stuff 1 year earlier, and I felt like, I don't know, it helped because I wasn't that far from home, and so I came home a lot, and you were there because obviously you were still in high school. But it was nice to still have you close, even if it was just 2 hours away, someone that I could like talk to and like relate to stuff, because there were times in college whenever I would be fighting with my roommate, or school would just be annoying or tough or something, but I could always, like, still talk to you. We were in the same time zone, which is different as compared to now, but it's, I kind of got to go through that on my own, and then I feel like I could sort of tell you a little bit about it before you had to go through the same thing the next year.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it helped too, just because, I mean, she's always done things before me just because she's naturally older. So I kind of get my little big sister advice stuff from her. And I think we're just used to it because it's been like that this whole time of us being friends, is just us having kind of different lifestyles and different pictures of, yes, passions and pictures of how we want our lives to look, but we also like the exact same things in a way. So it's really crazy. But like I said, like, I've always been the one who wanted to leave and get out of our hometown and try new things. And then she's kind of the opposite, but still, she's doing a big thing right now. She's actually abroad. So this is a big thing for her, but she loves being home and she loves a routine. So yeah. And I think what's interesting is that neither of our likes for those kind of lifestyles are wrong. They're just different. And I feel like sometimes friendships struggle when people take different paths, but for us, it kind of makes us more close in a way.
Yes, I agree with that. And I think that both of us being different kind of helps each other, because Callie is right. I am very a homebody and I kind of stick to myself, but she is always encouraging me to just go out and do new things or just go meet some new friends. And she really encouraged me to go abroad, which I am so happy that I did. So it really helps having someone that is not necessarily the exact same as you, because it pushes you out of your comfort zone. And Callie likes to go out and be far from home, but I love when she comes back and I remind her to remember her roots and to remember where she comes from. I prefer to stay close to home and I value stuff like that. So it's just a good balance that we have between us, and we have found a good way to not let that stop us from still being on the same page as, like, friends. It hasn't really gotten in the way of us making time for each other to, like, talk and keep up with each other's lives.
Yeah, and I think it's crazy because I think we've also always understood each other instead of trying to change each other. I feel like sometimes in a lot of friendships, like, if people aren't on the same page and they don't have the same, you know, desires or likes, it makes them, just creates tension in a way. But I feel like because we know what we like and we know what we want, we both understand each other. We both understand that, like, we don't have to change each other to be like each other. And, but then in the same way, like you said, like, there are certain things where, you know, I'll try and push her outside of her comfort zone. And then there's also things that she'll teach me. It's just kind of a good balance, like you said. So now going into how distance changes a friendship. So I think distance is where a lot of friendships can either grow or do the opposite and kind of fade. So what do you think, or do you think anything changed when we both, I mean, when I first moved out here and there was true distance between us?
I would say really not much changed. If anything, we kind of got closer because we had the mutual feelings sometimes of my roommates or my team or my whatever isn't going perfectly, but we always still had each other. And we weren't both going through the same experience at the same time like it was in high school. So we could both listen to each other and give advice. And I think that we both have found ways to incorporate our new lives into our friendship instead of, you know, just completely losing contact or growing apart. We've kind of just incorporated our new lives into our friendship. And it's been really, honestly, super easy. We talk all the time. We keep up with each other. We don't just let days go by where we're not talking. And I feel like sometimes when people get new friends or, you know, move to different stages of their life, they kind of forget about people they haven't seen in a long time, but I feel like with both of us, we've still managed to really show each other how much we care about each other and how much we want to know about each other's lives, even if we're not in it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because like I said before, I mean, our friendship was so based on proximity when we were in high school, just because we saw each other every day. And it's still like that when we go home, you know, and then suddenly when we don't see each other every day, it's, you actually have to choose to stay close and you have to choose to, yeah, reach out. Cause there are some friends where I've just grown apart from, and that's just simply because of distance. And when you don't see someone every day, it's harder to stay connected with them. So yeah, you really do have to choose to stay close and put that effort into your friendship. But it's also like, we're best friends. So, I mean, going a couple days without talking to her feels like a year. So how we let each other grow. So I think one of the biggest reasons we've also stayed close is because we let each other grow into different people. And I don't have to feel like I have to be someone I'm not when I'm with you. And I think that's a really big thing for friendships, is because even when you do go through these changes, like college, and you're not with your best friend.
I agree. Sometimes when you're surrounded by people, you're kind of shaped by how they act. Sometimes I find myself like kind of acting a certain way around a certain group of people just because that's how it naturally goes. But I feel like with you, like, that doesn't really happen. I'm still kind of myself, and I always revert back to that same person whenever I'm with you. But even though, regardless of other people that I'm with, we are each our own person, and we've, like, let each other be ourselves. We are very alike, which helps, but we're also very different with, like, our aspirations for life. I don't know, we don't hold each other back.
I totally agree. I think even when I do go back home and I'm with her, because there is, like, when you do have certain friendships, there is different personalities of you with certain people, because it's just how some people are. Like, all of your friends aren't the same people. So you're obviously going to have a little bit of a personality shift when you're with specific people. But when I do go back home, or when I do talk to Yana, it's the same thing. But yeah, and I think we've both changed throughout these past couple years, but it's never felt like we were growing apart in any sort of way. So what we've learned. So I feel like this friendship has taught me that people don't have to live the same life as you to still be a huge part of your life. And I think that's something a lot of people struggle with within their friendships. I mean, they think distance automatically means disconnection, but it really doesn't unless you let that happen. I feel like we should end with some advice, because I feel like this is something a lot of people deal with, especially going through college in their early 20s. I mean, for me, I think my biggest advice would say that, yeah, the effort has to be intentional. I mean, you can't rely on the proximity and the environment. You actually do have to reach out and check in and make time for that person. And even when life does get busy, I mean, I have volleyball constantly, so I have different schedules, different routines, and we're both on different time zones. She's 3 hours ahead of me, so that obviously affects it. But I think just finding time, even during the week, even scheduling, it might sound weird, but scheduling a call, like just putting in effort to make that communication happen, is really significant. What would you say?
I agree. I would say the same thing. It's also, for right now, me being abroad, we're also 9 hours. And so that has been way harder than normal, just because whenever you're waking up, I'm almost always dinner time or going to sleep. And so it's just taking the time out of your day to just reach out and contact. Or, oh, I know a lot of people say, like you were saying, distance is like, can be a deal breaker, but it's really, if you really like care about your friendship and you care about the person, it's not as hard as people may make it seem.
Yeah, I totally agree. And yeah, I would just say, even like small things, like stuff that you and your friend bond over, like me and Yana, we really like music and we really like movies. So even if it's small things like us recommending a new song we like or a new movie. We do things like that just to kind of bring our passions back into, I guess, our friendship, if that makes sense, giving each other things to lean back on, even though we're not together. I think the biggest takeaway from this is that growing up doesn't have to mean growing apart, and the right friendships don't hold you back from becoming who you want to become. They grow with you. And even if that growth looks different for you and that other person, I think that's what makes a friendship last. And I hope this also teaches you that you don't have to be the same person as your best friend. You guys can share interests and share likes, but also have completely different lifestyles and wants. And the friendship will still stand as strong as it would, even if you guys like the same exact things. So thank you so much, Yana, for coming on. I had a lot of fun talking about our friendship and explaining how we stay so close, even though we are a whole country apart.
Thanks for having me. I'm so glad I could come and talk about it. We're still so close after all this time apart. So, yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening to In Between Semesters. I will see you guys in the next episode.